We're learning Sefes Nida Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we're going to start again from Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Boi Rav Yosef. So, as Akdama, the halacha is that a man who sees Keri, he's Tameh, and that Keri is not Metameh B'masa, and he is also not Metameh Mishkov or Moishov. It's not the same level as Tumah as Zav. That's Keri. A Metzora has all the same dinim as a Zav. His spit and his meraglayim is all tamei b'masa mishkemoishav. So metzora is a higher level. It's like similar to azav, but azav is only comes azav for two riyas. The first riyah of azav is like a keri. The first riyah of azav is really like only about keri. That's all it's like. So let's see the shayla again. Boy Rav Yosef, riyah rishon shel metzora. A metzora who saw Ziva, if you see Ziva one time, it's only usually like the same level as a Valkari. But here the difference is, the guy is a Metzaira. And a Metzaira, his Roik Ameriglayim, his spit Ameriglayim, is Metame B'masa. So the question is his Zivas also Metame B'masa?
Isn't by a Goy the Ziva
Metame? This is not a Goy, but yeah.
By a Goy, the only thing is Metame
B'yonis. Right, and rather Ziva is not Metame. The zav, this by a lady's mishalav zava is matama, dam is matama. It's machloek. It's going to be shame. It's tar. According to Beis Hillel, it's only since it's only rabbanon, only made it tar a little bit, but it's not a mayan. It's not a mayan. And the only reason why they made it tar by Yisrael is because they don't want to mix up with a zava, not zava. That's why, you made it tar according to Beis Hillel anyway. Because you wanted to make it like a regular zava, and a zava, her dam is tummy as dam ziva. A zava, her dam is tummy even after one time. A zava. A zav. When you made a goy into a zava, it can't be worse than the zav itself. So in a zav, the first ria is not a regular zav. The first ria is like a carry. So by goy, it can't be worse. But here we're not talking about goy. We're talking about mitzayra. Why is mitzayra worse? Because mitzayra has a din of all mayonis ha'asa. So the question is zivas like a mayin or not? Ma'u shabatam ma'asa. Mokim ziva ma'ayinu matame adim alav ma'ayinu. It's mevuyin Rashi later on. That the shayla is zivas called a mayin, like roik ameraglayim? Is it the same level as ma'ayin? So we're going to attempt to bring a raya to that. Omar Rava, Toshima, Lintar Abraisa. The Braisa says, it brings in a pasuk. The pasuk is talking about a zav who saw two riyas. The halach is, the Azov sees one Riya, he's like a Valkari. He sees two Riyas, he has all the Tumas, Masa, Mishkan, Moshav, all the things. The third Riya, he brings a carbon. That's Allah. But after two Riyas, already at the same level as Tumah as a third Riya. So the Pasuk says, Zoivai Tamehu, Limayr al Azov, Zoiv Shu Tameh. It teaches us that the actual Zoiv, this liquid that comes out of him, is that's also Tameh. So Maraz Kasha B'mai, what type of person we're talking about? Ilim B'Zav Greda, talking about a regular Zav who saw Turias, and we're telling you that his Zav is Tomei. So La'cherim Gerim Tuma, if it could cause its Balabas, you know, it's the person that comes out of, it could cause him to become Tomei and Metame B'Masa, La'atzmei L'Kolshkein, you think itself is not Tomei? You have to do a special Pasuk, Zav Tomei, who would tell me it's Tomei? If it can make the person that came out of Tomei, so of course the thing itself is Tomei. So what are you pasuk for? Ela pshita bezav mitzayra. It must be that this pasuk is coming for a ribui of a zav mitzayra who saw a second riyah of zivas. That the zivas is matama masa. Why can't it be? Why is it in a regular zav? Because here it's not matama the bialim. Because the bialim anyway is tamei as mitzayra. So you would have a have mina there. The zav is not tamei. Kamash on the pasuk. The zav is tamei. And when the itzrich krala rabui of riyah shnia. Since you need a pasuk to tell you the riyah shnia is a tamei masa. It's a clear raya that's not a mayan. If you're a mayan, the mitzayra's zoiv would be tamei anyway. As mayan shal mitzayra. But since we need a pasuk to teach us that it's a tamei al zoiv by the second riyah from a pasuk, so you see it's not a mayan. You see that it's not a mayan.
Anyway.
Right, so you're asking, so I might say, Kumitame, just punk his tummy anyway. That's the Ramban's kasha, the Ramban S's kasha of Rashi. And the Maya said, the Rishonim say that somehow it has to do with a pile. Since it's not doing a pile, it's not enough. It's not doing a pile. It's a good kasha. I'm never good at this kasha, Larava, Mamai, what's the right? Dumla, Im Lach, Bezov Greda. Bezov Greda, don't a regular Zav. and we're saying after second riyah the zoiv is a tamei masa. We asked, what's the chiddush? It came tamei, it's bailim, so why shouldn't it be tamei itself? The ka'amas la'cherim gerim tum la'atu kolshkin. That's not a raya. Why? Sorry, Mr. Lechichyach. Let's bring a raya from Sar Mr. Lech. That's a sawyer they send out on Yom Kippur to be thrown down the mountain. The halach is whoever takes that sar becomes tamei, but the sar itself is not tamei. Shagurim tum la'cherim. This sar mishlech causes the person who takes it to become tamei. Who adds my tar, and the behemoth itself is a balchai. It's not, it's tar. So you see that it's not a good kavachayma. So therefore, it's not a raya from his brayse. Raya from a regular zoid. The question was, if it causes bialim tumma, it itself is tumma? No, it's not a raya. So much leachiach, that it itself is not tumma, even if it causes someone else's tumma. So back to the shayla, what's the halach of ria rishoyna shalmet saira? Is it matama bezov al tzma'ayin or not? Or ma'abaya, ma'ayta bayale, what's your shayla? Bahu damar, you yourself said, we know it's a brayse, zoiz taris azov, ben godo ben katan. The pasuk is marba zav from the word tyrus hazav that even a cotton has zivas. Since that's extra, aisile lezachar. The pasuk lezachar is extra. The rabbis mitzrayim lemayonisa and the cable rabbis mitzrayim lemayonisa lemayonisa. It's marba zachar for its mayonos and the cable for its mayonos. But actually, achmana mitzrayim lezav gomer. There's a hekish mitzrayim to zav gomer. Mazov gomer metame b'masa. Now, since we're learning out mitzayra from the pasuk zachar nekeva, which is talking about zivos, so that allows us to make a hekesh mitzayra to zav. And just like by zav, the rear rishayna shem actually one of mitzayra lezav gomer. Mazov gomer metame b'masa. Since a zav itself, there the pasuk of the zachar is talking about a zav gomer, talking about a zav afaturias. So it's just like a zav is matam masa. Afri rishayna shal mitzayra also matam masa. Since it's a hekesh, that teaches us that the ria rishayna of mitzayra is matam bevamasa, and it's more than a regular zav. A regular zav ria rishayna is not matama, but a zav a ria rishayna of mitzayra is matam masa. Why? Because the hekesh two zivas from the pasuk lezachar on the cave, which is mar bezachar mitzayra v'chol ma'ayin asah. That's the Gemara says.
But it's only a second.
By Zav, the second time, this pasuk of Zachon Kev is the second time. And there we're learning out Mitzayra from there. Mitzayra l'chol ma'inaseh. No, Mitzayra l'chol ma'inaseh, whatever ma'inaseh. And that teaches us, even to teach us this thing. Because, so Rashi speaks out, because really all the other ma'inos, you can learn out Zachon from the Keva. Right? Like we learned yesterday. So what can't you learn out from the Keva? Zivas, because a Zivas is white. A Ish doesn't have Zivas. So Zachar is being marba, the mayin, the white mayin of a Matsaira. That's his comment to marba. That's his comment to marba. And that's the thing. So now, if you haven't got the clock, I can tell you all the Tosfos. So that's what comes out. We're saying it's a hekesh to Zav, and just like a Zav and Tam Matsa, Zav Matsa. Tosfos Akasha, the Gemara before, what?
How
could
you learn from
this without the first? Because not else, what's the limud? What do you need it for? What do you need Matsaira for by Zachar?
Don't say that you want, but
what? No, Makis Taz didn't hear what the Pasuk told me, Zava Turias. That is the Pasuk.
Yes,
I'm
from the you can only learn out the second week, not the first week.
No, you're learning out that Mitzvah is like a Zav. Mitzvah is like a Zav. And just like a Zav.
So, what do you say, Dai?
That's something else. Whatever, Kavachimer, it's not that. But Tai says, Akasha, that before the Gemara says, what do you do with Zacha? So, Gemara says, it's coming to Marbe that an Indian for Zacha, used for Nekeva, for the Dam of a Mitzvah. Matsaras. That's what it said before. Here you need it for this drasha. So he learned two things out of it. That's a kasha. Tais has a kasha. The kriega about this, but that's in the chesed. A kaponim. This is the end of this gemara. The gemara comes out taka. Ria rishena matsara is matamba b'masa. Let's see the gemara baita. Om Rav Huna. Ria rishena shal zav matam b'ainus. We know another halacha by zav. We're going to learn a lot of hilchas zav and zavim over here. The halacha is that a zav that sees Ziva. Ziva is like a sickness. It only makes him, it only bring a carbon like a pot. You come, pasha, you only become tamei if it happens by naturally. But if it happens through an anus, that means he eats too much, he drinks too much, he jumps too much, he carries a heavy package, he's not tamei. Masha eke na isha, for zava, it becomes tamei by anus. But an ish, zav, only becomes tamei shloi by anus. It says, mebsara yvloi ma'ainsai. That's the pasuk says. So Rav Huna says, what about the first Riyah of the Zav, which is equal to a Balkari? Does that have to be Ba'inus? What happens if that's Ba'inus? Does that work or not? We know a Balkari is a Balkari in Bainus. So what are Rishonim Shazav? Amar Rav Huna, Rishonim Shazav, Matam Bainus. Could ye be Matam Bainus? Shenema, Zoyz Torres Azav, Asher Teitze, Vimeno, Shich Vazera. At the end of the parasha, Mitzayra, it says, where it talks about all the Zivas and Zavas, at the end of the parasha, it says, Zoyz Torres Azav, Asher Teitze, Vimeno, Shich Vazera. Ma Shich Vazera, Matam Bainus, Zoktor Rav Huna, Hava Hekesh. Just as Shich Vazera is Matam Bainus, Af Rishonim Shazav, Matam Bainus. Even Rishonim Shazav, which is like Shich Vazera, which is this pasuk, which is being makish, the first Ri of Azov to Shech Vazera, just like, you know, all the, we say, the Napatam Masa like Shech Vazera, same thing, it's Vatama Ba'in. It means that even if it came out by eating and drinking too much, the Allah is, the first Riyah is Tame. That's what, and it's Royal, it's Darif. And the next Riyah will be two Riyahs. The second Riyah can't be Ba'in. But the first Riyah can be Ba'in. That's where Avunah's been Chalash Tos. Toshama, I'm going to ask you a question. Most of these next things, it's all next two things. The next three things, I think, is the Mishnah and Masechta Zavim. Toshima Ra'a Ria Rishoina. If he sees one Ria, Boit Kemaisai. You check him out, which means you check it out. It has seven different things you check him out with. Is it a Michael? Is it Mishnah? Is it Kvitza? Is it Masui? You check him out to see if it happened naturally or not. So you see clearly after one Ria, you check him. My lava Toma. Are we talking about Toma? In order to be chayav carbon, the first one has to be not bainus. In order to be chayav carbon, by the third, you have to check where the first one. That's why you check the first one. Tashema, Vaitin, the same Mishnah. So more got added that question. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. Tashema, Vishniya Bait Kmoisen. Let's check him. Lamai, Ilim the carbon, Avil Tumma Law. You can tell me also, here also means for carbon, but Tumma. You don't have to check him because when the second Riyah of Zav, you become more Tame. It becomes Tame Mamasa. Yeah, you need Shiva Nikim. Aval Tuma Loi. You tell me that you're not checking him for Tuma? Ikri Khan, the Pasuk says, I'm sorry, Blay Machmas Ainsai. And this is the parish of Zivas. El Aval Tuma. So for sure, the Bdika by the second Riyah for sure is for Tuma reasons. That's what Bdika is for. Only the safe for the Tuma. If the second bdika of the second Riyah is Matoma, some erasure also, the first bdika also is Matoma, not for carbon. So it's a kasha, Rav Huna. You see, you have to check for oinus, even on the first Riyah. So the one, no, me the Iriyah, hakadisa, not a problem. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about carbon, the second half is talking about Matoma. It's not so shvat. Toshima, let's try another right. Toshima, it's all in the same Mishnah. The Tanakama, there in that Mishnah, says you have to check for the first Riyah, you have to check if it was Ba'inus. The second Riyah, you have to check if it was Ba'inus. Third Riyah, you don't have to check. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Tosh Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Apposusha Ba'it Knoist, the Pneah Carbon. So it sounds like Gemara thinking right now, Machlal, the Tanakam, Pneah Tomakoma. Because if it's for a carbon, you should check the third Riyah also. That's when you bring the carbon. And Rabbi Kama is all you don't have to check for a third Riyah. So it must be just checking for Tomah. So you see, not like Rav Huna. See, not like Rav Huna. You have to check for Tumah. It's like the Mar Loi, the Kuli Amal, the carbon. You're always checking for carbon. Aye, what's the Machlaik? It's Tanakam says you don't have to check for the third Riyah. And here he says you have to check for the third Riyah. V'halcha v'esim kamifagi. We're arguing, Pashit had a darshan in the Pesukim, and in the Pesukim, I'm a vuyah to us if carbon has to be bdika for the third one. Everyone agrees he's checking for carbon. But according to Nakam, we'll see that he has a drasha that teaches us that the first two Riyas are Shaloi Ba'inis. I don't care if the third Riyas is Ba'inis. You still bring a carbon. Because he has a drasha. We'll see in a second. Ba'achab esim kamifir. Ba'an loy darash yasim. Ba'an don't darash the word S. Rabbi Eliezer darash esim. Rabbi Eliezer does darash the word S. The Gemara explains. Rabbanan loy darash esim. The Pasuk says like this. This here read it. Hazav is chada. It's one riyah. Zoyvoy is tarti, not riyah. Then it says lezachar, which means it has all the dinim of zachar. The first two riyahs have dinim of zachar. It can be bainus. B'shlishi on the third riyah, actually achwan lekeva. That's already like in a cave, and it could be bainus. This here read the pasuk. It says vazav, it's one riyah. Es zoyvoy is second riyah. Lezachar. That's all lezachar. Has to be shloy bainus. The third Riyah could be in the cave already. And that teaches us the third Riyah could be even Ba'inus. And the Rabbi Eliezer makes one step further. Rabbi Eliezer, Darash Esim. So Hazav is Chada. Es, it says, then it says, Zav, Es, Zayvai. It says, Es is another Riyah. Es Tarati. Zayvai is Tlas. Brevi, on the fourth Riyah, Akshir Achmal in the cave. On the fourth Ria, we are makash it in a keva. That's when it becomes like in a keva, it could be even ba'oinis. I can tell me, after three Rias ready, he's a Zav. So what's in a geya? The fourth Ria is like in a keva. So Rashi speaks out, so the geya, middle Shem Nekiyim, if he sees more Zivas, even ba'oinis, it'll break up the Shem Nekiyim. But that's really like in a keva, fourth Ria. But upon him, Shana Mishnah, which in Zavim, which says that you don't. Tanakam says you don't check the third Riyah. And Rav says you do check the third Riyah. It's Machlekes and Psukim. But of course, everyone's checking for carbon. And maybe really, Tumma does not have to be checked. Because Tumma on Riyah Rishayna is even Be'ainus, maybe. We're still sticking to Rav Huna. So let's try one more Riyah up here. Toshima. Rav Yitzchak Omer. V'aloi Zav, V'chlal Keri, Bal Keri. Zav, on the first Riyah, was really the same thing as Bal Keri. So why are we going to put in the same parasha of Bal Keri? Why was it separated from Bal Keri? What was special about the first Riyah of Zav? That's what we think we're going by now. Why does Zivas stick out? There's a Kula of Zivas. There's a Chumra of Zivas. There's a Kula of Zivas that's not Matama Ba'inus. Mashenkin Keri is. There's a Chumra of Zivas over Keri. Shu Oisa Mishkova Maisha. Zivas makes the Tumah to Ava Tumah and makes Mishkav Moshev into Ava Tumah. It's much stronger than Kari. So Amos, which Zivas are we talking about? Ilim Riyah Shnia, if we don't want the second Riyah of Zivas, Heich Ava B'chal Kari. It was never B'chal Bal Kari. That's better than Kari. El Pshit the Riyah Shnia, I'm talking about the Riyah Shnia. And it says it was B'chal Bal Kari and it went out. V'ktani, it says clearly, L'hokka Lov, She'enim Tam Vainas. It's not Matam Vainas, so it's a Rai Nalak Rav Huna. But who said the first Riyah is with Tama is like Kari? Here it says Lahakalav. Break the Gemara. You're telling me now that this price is going on the first Riyah. What does it say about this? It says Lahakalav, that's not Matam Bainus. Lahakalav is Tama Masa. What do you mean? Riyah Shayna of Zav is not Matam Masa. If Tisbara, then Lahalo Lahakmalav. Shu Oysa Mishka Meshav. But Riyah Shayna, the first Riyah of Zivas, Bar Mishka Meshavu, it's not such a high level of Tumah. It's the same level as Kari. So it can't be, either way, the Brice, it can't be talking about the Riyah Rishayna. Elohach Kama, that's what he's saying. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Aloy Zav B'chava Kari Hai Riyah Rishayna. Zav was B'chava Kari, the first Riyah. What happens by the second Riyah? A Kula and a Chumra. But Lama Yatza B'Riyah Shnia, Lahaka Allah, Lahach Malav. Lahaka Allah, Shem Tam Ba'inus. That's not Matam Ba'inus. Well, Lahach Malav, Shu'aysa Mishka Ma'ishav. It's Makel, that's not Matam Ba'inus, when it goes to Zivas, second level. And Machmir has more Tumah. So if I care, it's like even a riot Rav Huna comes out. And Adkan Gemara, doesn't say Klal either way, but it sounds more like a riot Rav Huna than a Kasha Rav Huna. We talk a passing like that, the Riyah Rishayna Shazov, Metama Ba'inis, because that's what it sounds like. It's Bechlal Ba'Keri. The first Riyah is Bechlal Ba'Keri, it's all Dinam Ba'Keri, and it's of course Metama Ba'inis.